friend, it's Cheyenne. I just had to pop in here to personally invite you to receive all 25 of our Farmhouse Book Co. Read and Learn children's books for free for 14 days as my gift to you. All you have to do is go to go.farmhousebookco.com/free-for-14 and you'll gain access to the printable versions of all of our books, plus our Farm Family Forum and our homesteading courses for free for 14 days. That's at go.farmhousebookco.com/free-for-14. 14 as in 1-4. Now, on to the show. There are so many wonderful reasons to grow your food vertically, and today we're going to discuss 10 of my favorites. Welcome to the Farm Family Podcast, the podcast for families with old-fashioned hearts like ours that believe what our world needs most is connection in the home. We help families learn together in ways that build life skills and foster curiosity, discovery, adventure, and discussion. In this podcast, we'll cover topics like homesteading, home education, homemaking, and pretty much all things old-fashioned and down-home. I'm your host, Cheyenne Lene, a livestock-obsessed homeschool graduate, total book nerd, homesteader, pastaholic, loving daughter and big sister, and founder of Farmhouse Book Co. My whole family and I are so happy you're here. This is the Farm Family Podcast. I remember a few years ago when vertical gardening books were stuffing the shelves of your Home Depot and Lowe's everywhere. Now that may seem like a funny place to go book shopping, but you know me, I will find an opportunity to bookshop wherever I can. And I quickly became obsessed with the concept of growing food vertically. You'd see these incredibly amazing pictures of these vertical gardens and these gorgeous wood slats that they would set them up. And heaven knows that all of the projects in those books were pretty expensive. But I've since learned that growing food vertically doesn't have to be an expensive project. In fact, a lot of times, some good sturdy hog wire and T-posts will do the trick. So, with that being said, let's jump in to my favorite reasons to grow food vertically. Number one is the classic that everybody thinks of. You're able to grow more in less space. When you're working with a limited space like we are in our property, you really need to maximize it for every little piece of property that you have. You want to make sure that everything is pulling its weight and you want to get the most bang for your buck. Reason number two, if you live in town, it can provide you a nice privacy screen. Instead of going out and spending a ton of money on a gorgeous wood lattice privacy screen, instead, you can grow your own and pick some yummy food off of it. You can even do this with some perennials or evergreens. You never know what could really work for this or for you and your property. Now, the third reason is one that really depends on your geographical climate. So, for example, we are in a USDA hardiness zone 8B. And we're in a very dry desert climate with tons of really harsh sunlight. And so in order to grow food where we are, a lot of the time we actually need to add shade back into our garden to shade the other plants so they can grow properly. Even things like tomatoes that require full sun have to be shaded where we are to grow. So we can structure our vertical gardening plots so that they will shelter the other plants that need just a little bit more shade. We can pick crops that can handle the full hit of sunlight and that will cast the shade against our other crops. Now, it's not just the case with the sunlight. Sometimes you can use it in reverse, where if you're in a climate that you need to really fight for that sun, growing plants vertically can actually increase the sunlight that your plants receive because the sun can just reflect right on that whole space instead of the plants kind of shading each other. You can also use your vertical garden structures as a wind barrier for plants that might need a little bit of wind shelter. And that will kind of help block some of it so that it's also sheltering those plants depending on where you live. Now, our next reason is that it keeps your crop up and off the ground. So it provides great pest prevention and prevents ground rot, which goes hand in hand with our next tip, which is that it provides proper airflow to keep diseases, funguses, and powdery mildew down, which results in, of course, healthier plants. Now, there's nothing worse than laboring over your garden and having tons of pests, tons of diseases hit your garden, and all that work is lost. So I don't know about you, but I will take any tip I can to reduce some of that. Our next reason is that it is easier to maintain a vertical garden in some ways because everything is laid out right in front of you. You can see how your plants are doing, what they need. You can see which ones aren't doing too well. You can see the pests a little bit quicker or rot a little bit quicker, and then you can deal with those issues accordingly. You can prune a little easier or thin a little bit easier. Which brings us to our next reason is that a lot of times growing vertically provides a higher crop yield, not just because you can fit more plots in each space, but because a lot of times it adds more room for the vegetables to spread, which creates more space for them to bud and bloom. The next tip is that it's easier to harvest. I will take anything that makes harvest season easier. When you're out there in the hot sun and you're just trying to pick everything that you can, it's really great if you don't have to get down on your hands and knees and crawl under and over all of your crops. If it's just right there where you can reach, is really, really helpful. And it's especially great for people that maybe don't have the best mobility. Our final reason is that it creates a cleaner and more visually appealing crop because they're not in the dirt all the time. They don't have flat spots or misshapen spots from where it's resting on the ground. So you're getting kind of the full glimpse of the shape, and there's no discoloration for where it's sitting on the soil. So we'll take it. You know, it's great, especially if you're going to be selling to farmers markets where they really want some pretty looking food, or it's fun to be able to show the kids, okay, this is what happens. Maybe plant two different types of plots side by side, a vertical plot and a traditionally planted plot, and compare how the vegetables end up looking, where the soft spots are, where the flat spots are, what the discoloration does. Could create a fun little experiment for you. And those are our tips. So I hope some of them helped you out a little bit and got you thinking about maybe planting a vertical section in your garden this year. Hey, you just completed another episode of the Farm Family Podcast. Look at us taking on the world together, one family at a time. If you'd like to connect with other like-minded families, head over to Facebook and join our Farm Family Podcast group. And hey, I'd love to see you around here more often. If you haven't already, click the subscribe button. And if you're really feeling it, leave a review. I love hearing from you and reading your words. Have a great day, Farm Family.